You're listening to SBS News.
New research by Settlement Services International and Western Sydney University suggests a better need for digital inclusion for refugees. In Foundations for Belonging's third year of study, it found refugees showed signs of resilience during the pandemic. Family separation, however, is taking its toll. General Manager of Settlement at Service Settlement International, Yamama Aghar, says efforts to reunite refugees with their families are crucial.
Efforts to reunite with family are crucial for refugees, while worry about their families overseas is a significant stressor in everyday life, with COVID-19 exacerbating family separation difficulties. So overall, the findings really indicate that family separation and family reunion is a critical issue for refugees, while worry about their families overseas is resulting in some psychological distress in everyday life, in many cases exacerbated by the pandemic.
The study recommends digital inclusion, meaning access, affordability and skills should be embedded into government policy for refugee settlement.
Because if people are proficient in digital literacy, the outcomes will be great in terms of improved access to education and the training, especially as it applies to the growing tendency to online learning and digital education, but also improved workforce participation and improved access to information, not only in English, but also in people's first language, which is the language other than English, if they can access. Then enhanced capacity to engage with the broader community in their own community as well.
While fleeing the 2021 Taliban takeover, 18-year-old Mahdi Husseini and his siblings were separated from their mother and brother, who were now stuck in Afghanistan. Before the fall of Kabul, Mr. Husseini was a Year 11 high school student in Jaghori. When the Taliban took over, Mr. Husseini's older brother, an Australian citizen, was in the country and steered the family to Kabul for their escape. But due to the seas of crowds at Kabul airport, Mr. Husseini's mother and brother were separated from the rest of them. A diary interpreter for Mr. Husseini says whenever he hears the word mum, he cries.
They tell the older brother, we don't want to go, we want to stay with mum. And this 1 year, it's a lot and a lot of, they feel sad and they cried. And he says, we never enjoy here. When we eat, when we are outside, we are not enjoying because of mum. As soon as somebody says, mum, or you are mum, they start crying. They feel really, really, really sad.
Mr. Husseini says he misses his family every day and he only has one wish.
Mahdi says, my only wish is this, my mom and my brothers come here. And I can't do nothing for them because I don't know English and I don't know where to go and with who should I talk to bring them here. Just, he says, please help me and I want my mum and my brother to be here.
Foundations and Belongings 2022 will be launched at the Australian National Maritime Museum on August 16. The 15th of August marks 1 year since the fall of Kabul to the Taliban. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.